Entrepreneurship was never on my radar as a route to diplomacy, let alone the idea that I would one day be running a food manufacturing company. And yet, here I am, having started in tech only to find myself simultaneously building a food enterprise rooted in impact and innovation. Welcome to the Desk on the Digital Diplomat podcast, where we empower you to impact locally and build globally. I'm your host, W.E. DeCruz, helping you to navigate people, policies, and processes in today's dynamic global marketplace. Whether you're a seasoned business owner, educator, activist, or just starting your career, each episode is designed to help you live at the level of your consciousness and never at the level of your circumstances. Let's dive right into this next episode. There's mushroom for everyone. All pun intended. Listen, I never imagined my life unfolding the way it has. I went to diplomacy school, and like many pursuing international relations, I assumed my path would lead me to a role within my government or an international body like the United Nations. Entrepreneurship was never on my radar as a route to diplomacy, let alone the idea that I would one day be running a food manufacturing company. And yet, here I am. Having started in tech only to find myself simultaneously building a food enterprise rooted in impact and innovation. The tech company was easier to comprehend. It aligned more directly with the globalization and digital transformation efforts to promote economic development I studied. But on the onset of the pandemic, an unexpected turn led my family and I to create a mushroom burger, which we ushered into the marketplace by establishing a manufacturing facility in Eastern Market. At first glance, honey, food production seemed so far removed from diplomacy until, well, it wasn't. You see, diplomacy is essential when engaging with customers from all walks of life, each with distinct taste preferences and cultural backgrounds. Convincing someone to try a product from a local unknown brand that champions whole foods over highly processed, widely available options is a delicate negotiation. It requires tact, understanding, and the ability to navigate human perceptions, skills that are core to diplomacy. And beyond that, I have learned firsthand how diplomacy plays a critical role in managing the internal and external responsibilities of running a business. As a mother of three young children and a wife of almost 12 years, balancing the demands of entrepreneurship while maintaining personal commitments has tested my ability to negotiate, problem solve, and communicate effectively. And whether it's navigating regulatory policies, dealing with suppliers, or collaborating with other business owners, diplomacy has been key to my ability to lead and grow the Mushroom Angel Company as its CEO. You see, this journey has reinforced my belief in the power of citizen diplomacy. The idea that you don't need an official title to influence global affairs. Instead, your ability to labor through life's challenges, engage with different communities, and create opportunities for others can be just as impactful. And regardless of what's happening in the world, we all have a role to play in shaping it. Scaling the Mushroom Angel Company has been a challenge of a lifetime. But I, alongside my husband Dominique and the team, remain committed to spreading the good gospel of mushrooms. It's just a matter of time. What we know for sure is that mushrooms address challenges around climate change, food insecurity, and the mobilization of farmers to grow a commodity that can be transformed into a value-added product. We also know customers love our products, meat lovers and not meat lovers alike. We're doing all the things, right? Pitching at business competitions, hosting in-store demos, joining webinars to engage potential new buyers, and attending food shows. And while we haven't reached our goals, we will labor with the vision because we know that in due time, it will have provisions. Listen, if you're a buyer or know of a buyer interested in a product like ours, our mushroom burgers or our mushroom ground, we welcome the conversation to engage. But if you're another business owner, if you're an educator, an activist, a trade specialist in any field, it's important for us to know that there's mushroom for you. We here are creating an opportunity for people to come together through food. But like we often like to say, there's mushroom for you in any industry and the opportunity for you to impact locally and build globally. So now that we've made the connection really around food diplomacy. Let's talk about different entities that can support you in pursuing this interconnected world of food and diplomacy. There are many international organizations, like, for example, the United Nations, that have many different agencies that focus on particular domains. There are what we call Notice of Funding Opportunities, or RFPs, or projects that allow you to engage in this intersection of your specialization. In this case, we're talking about food and diplomacy. So there are opportunities, there are requests for specialists, business owners, let's say agriculture specialists, to develop programming that would support people in this particular field that you can be paid for. For example, we submitted for a bid in Zimbabwe, and we propose supporting female farmers learn how to not only grow their commodities, but turn their commodities into value-producing opportunities. And so we identified a NOFO, which is a Notice of Funding Opportunity. We'll talk about that in a forthcoming podcast on where to find NOFOs. But we submitted for a NOFO and received almost $25,000 grant to put together this program and travel to Zimbabwe to lead and train and to coach female farmers into creating value-added products. It was at a citizens level, private stakeholder level, that we engaged the public sector, for example. And it's in these relationships that allow us to influence foreign affairs. You have that capability as well. There are many international organizations that have departments and chapters and offices locally that you can begin to engage in and start identifying projects, whether they're grant funded or whether they are for-profit funded, in terms of like RFPs that could go to a for-profit versus sometimes NOFOs, Notice of Funding Opportunities, that can only go to not-for-profits or educational entities or institutions, that you can begin to look for and develop programming that matches your expertise. And so this is an example of how we promote food diplomacy at a citizen's level, and how food is very much connected to diplomacy, and how really any of your specializations and anything that you do can help push forward the idea of bridging and bringing the world together and closer. Hope this helps. Talk with you. I see you in the next podcast. Hey, it's W.E. DeCruz. Don't forget to visit us at thedigitaldiplomat.com for more ways to connect and to apply for our global leadership program or global advisory. If this episode blessed you, be a blessing to others, share it, and leave us a positive review. Until next time, let's impact locally and build globally. God bless.